Now, a good deal of the prosecution's case depends on testimony from Devondre Broussard. He admitted killing Bailey and another man, allegedly on Bay's orders. He struck a deal with prosecutors in exchange for his testimony against Bay and Mackey and is serving a 25-year sentence for manslaughter. In his closing arguments, the defense lawyer for Youssef Bey challenged Broussard's credibility. What exactly did he say?
He said that the jury has to discount everything that Devondre Broussard said. So did the lawyer for Antoine Mackey. Their arguments come down to one thing, that Devondre Broussard is an opportunistic liar, that he has fabricated different versions of events of these murders. He's told police he didn't do it. He said he then said he did it and acted alone. He then said, again, he didn't do it. He gave an interview to 60 Minutes and said he didn't do it. Then he cut a deal with prosecutors and said that Bay Forth ordered him to do the murder, that he, Broussard, killed another man named Odell Roberson, and that Mackey, Antoine Mackey, helped him with that murder. Said that Bay Forth and Antoine Mackey then bragged about killing a third man, a man named Michael Wills.
Did you get a sense of whether people in the courtroom thought Broussard was a credible witness?
Well, Broussard is at least an interesting witness. If not, lawyers have categorized him as a bizarre witness. He laughed at inappropriate times in his testimony. There were long pauses in his answers. He's admitted changing his story several times. He has admitted that he is someone willing to lie for his own benefit. You know, the defense lawyers are coming out and saying the jury can't believe anything Broussard says, that he's just entirely incredible. And Prosecutor Crum countered that on Thursday in the end of her opening closing argument by kind of pointing at Bay Forth and saying, Broussard's not the perfect witness, but I didn't choose him. And she points at Bay Forth and she makes emphatically to the jury and says, Mr. Bay chose him. And she said, sometimes you have to make a deal with a demon to get the devil.
What other evidence is there to show Bay the Fourth and Mackey were involved in Bailey's killing?
There's a police tape by a woman who was sleeping with Bay Forth the night before the killing. She says that Mackey came to his room sometime after midnight and they chatted, and Bay Forth told him to wake him up at 5 o'clock in the morning to pray. The next day, sometime after the murder, she says that he called her to a television set, that there was news of the murder being broadcast on an Oakland TV station, and that he pointed to the TV and said, that will teach them to mess with me. There's other evidence. Bay Forth has admitted having the shotgun before and after the murder that Broussard committed with that shotgun. Prosecutors theorized was the third shell used in that shotgun to kill Bailey, that the empty cartridge was found in Bay Forth's bedroom. You know, we've reported for quite some time about a videotape that police filmed of Bay Forth left alone in a police holding cell several days after his arrest with two of his associates, in which he laughed about Bailey's murder. He mocked it. It's very damaging circumstantial evidence to see him laughing about this murder that he claims he didn't have anything to do with, but he was extremely happy that it occurred because he claimed to have a deep dislike for Mr. Bailey for stories he had done previously about the bakery. But two interesting things come up off of that video that the prosecution has seized on. One is that Bay Forth was talking about someone else in Oakland, an unknown person, and he said, he probably thinks we're going to kill him next. I'm going to make him give me some money. Now, the prosecutor has jumped on that and said, okay, what does next mean? What does next imply? I'm going to kill him next. At another point, you know, within the bakery, they go by some old-fashioned black Muslim dogma where they call their followers soldiers. He said in an instance involving another crime where he was talking about killing a police officer to keep him from testifying, he said, I'm going to have to sacrifice another soldier. The prosecution has keyed on that and said he sacrificed Broussard. He put Broussard up to this murder, and Broussard's taking the fall for it. He's talking about doing it again.